This is Clinical Pearls. Well, that brings us to a wrap. We're at part 3 and our last installment of our mini-series on Thrive. Remember, the whole purpose of doing this was to be a rebuttal, a vaccine against the depressing news reported by CNBC on physician well-being. I hope that these 3 parts have served to encourage you and keep you focused because we're all in this together. Listen, on part 2, I was so overwhelmed by my message that I got 2 of my favorite historical figures confused. The writer of The Man in the Arena was not Winston Churchill, but Theodore Roosevelt. Nonetheless, who cares? It doesn't really matter who wrote it. The issue at hand is what they wrote. That passage of The Man in the Arena, the idea of daring greatly, still has value today. I'd encourage you to look up that verse, print it out, and keep it somewhere where you can see it frequently because it's just that kind of inspiring. All right, as the old saying says, let's kick the tires and light the fires. Let's get to reigniting the flames of your passion next. There's a famous saying with really an unknown author that says, remember why you started. Don't you remember when you were in college and you were applying for medical school? You would do anything to get that acceptance letter. And then in medical school, you would try your best, your hardest. That was your whole focus to get into that desired residency. And then what happened? Once we start practicing, we forget why we started. Why? Because the routine sets up. Again, the mundane. Remember, we talked about that just in part 2. It's crazy how the field of medicine, a whole career group whose whole purpose is the caregiving and the alleviation of suffering and pain for others, has failed to take care of our own. We as caregivers usually don't take care of ourselves, and that's wrong. Why? Because we forget our vision and we let our passion for medicine, the passion of what we're doing, or just our life's passion overall, fade.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Additionally, people confuse their passion with their current work. Now, while it may be the same for some people, it may not be for others. For example, as I mentioned before, my true passion is teaching medicine to medical students, residents, and even fellows. But my day-to-day work of medicine, while I love that too, isn't my true passion. It's the vehicle through which my passion is expressed. Remember, there's 3 factors that are intimately involved here. Your vision for your life, the purpose of your life, and your passion for your life. Look, we're all born with a deep and meaningful purpose that we have to discover. Your purpose is not something that you need to make up. It's already there. You just have to uncover it in order to create the life and the happiness that you want. It starts by asking 2 basic questions. What do you love and what comes easy to you? Now, you've heard this saying, pick something that you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life. Well, that's not right. That statement is bogus. Life demands work. And fulfilling your life's vision, fulfilling your purpose, requires work. So while I understand the sentiment, the idea, the concept is inherently flawed. In order to be satisfied, to live a happy life, you've got to have fulfillment from your work. And that comes from finding your purpose and following your passion. this episode, which is the final installment, it's part three in our mini-series, is really the shortest, because you have to figure out or remember why you started and what your passion is. Never let that flame extinguish on your dream and your vision. Miles Monroe said that the greatest tragedy in life isn't death, it's living a life without purpose and passion. So, this is our final episode, and we'll get back to current concepts in obstetrics and gynecology with our next episode. But for now, I hope that these three parts have really helped you. My goal is to make the CNBC article reverse itself because we have learned or have done a better job taking care of ourselves. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Clinical Pearls.